Boom.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Don Talk Podcast. Oh, man. I feel so much better to be back, right? So as y'all know, I took last week off. I didn't take it off, but I had strep. So I don't know. I guess that was kind of like a sign for me to like, hey, like you've been doing so well. It's okay to take a rest, right? Because if you don't take a rest, your body will do it for you. And that was my body telling me, hey, I know that you can still talk, but take a break. It's okay. You're doing great. Take a break before you drain yourself fully, right? So, yeah, I took that break. And honestly, having strep is terrible. I hope no one else ever has to go through that, even though my boy James told me that he might have it. I took a sip of his drink, but it wasn't my fault, okay? That's accidents happen, guys, okay? It's just like it was really hard to like swallow, so like eating food was terrible. It felt like my throat was closing or swollen, but it wasn't. It was something here, but yeah, it was just painful. And then I left work early on like Tuesday to go get tested, and then they told me I had strep and prescribed me some pills to take. So yeah, I've been doing that I feel much better, but it does stink because, you know, the bacteria is still in my body. So I got tested on Tuesday, started feeling better on Wednesday, and then Friday, I feel a lot better. And then I went out for drinks, and then, yeah, man, it just, like, like, I took a sip of his drink, and then he was, like, once he got to his girl's house, he was, like, yo, bro, like, my throat feels like it's closing and stuff. I was, like, ah, shit. Yeah, I apologized immediately, because I was, like, I know that's exactly how I felt on Monday. So, yeah. Yeah, don't pass around strep. It's not fun. What else? Yeah, this week is April vacation for me. By the time you guys see this, my vacation will be over. But yeah, it was definitely them kids that got me sick anyways. So it's like, you know, I need a break from them because they didn't got me sick. I've been there a month. I've been sick just about like 3 weeks out of the month. Man, it's so bad. Working with kids, oh my God. There's one kid, he sneezes and he doesn't cover his sneeze. So it's like, dude, what are you doing? Just sneeze into your elbow or something. But like, he'll sneeze on me and then he'll apologize. And I'm like, and I hate fluid, like body fluid. I can't do it. Like from other people, it's, oh, what? No, literally, I can't do it. But anyways, I feel good and I'm glad I took that rest. You know, my body needed it and, you know, I feel like I'm deserving of it. So yeah, it feels good. It feels good to have this rest. And, you know, now I'm back. I have another episode ready for you guys. So, yeah, man. Let's go. So, what I kind of want to get into today is, this is actually a very personal story, right? So, or there's a personal relation to it, I guess. But, man, it's how people receive things from you. Right, I had an argument with someone a couple weeks ago, and man, it was like, it was just hard because one, it wasn't supposed to be the way, like, I don't care to argue with people, like, I don't make the time to, right, but if I care about you enough, I'm gonna call you out on your stuff, and I would hope that you do the same, right? But it's not like a malicious thing. It's not like I'm trying to make you feel bad. I'm just telling you, hey, this is what I'm seeing from you. I know that you could be doing better. But if they receive it as a personal attack, man, I don't know if that's someone that you want around you. Like, real talk. Like, just because in like having this disagreement with this person, I'm like, man, like, I really did not expect it to blow up the way it did. And one of my friends, Nail, she was like, yeah, well, you know, that tells you everything you need to know. You see how the person is, like, how they act in that argument is probably going to, how they're going to act moving forward, right? And it's not, that's not all the time, because, you know, some people are in that space where they're ready to grow. But if someone's not ready to grow, right, then, yeah, they're going to be stuck in that cycle of every time someone says something, they perceive it as a personal attack. And some of the words that I was told was, you don't know how this is making me feel. I was like, man, if that ain't gaslighting. Because I'm not, first of all, I'm just expressing myself. Like, I'm not talking down on you or making you feel dumb or talking to you like you're dumb. I'm just expressing myself and telling you what it is. Like, this is how I feel. So for you to say, you don't know how you're making me feel, that's not okay to say to someone. Because, like, then it makes me, like, damn, am I wrong for expressing my feelings? Which I'm not. I'm securing that now. Like, nah, I'm always talk my stuff. Like, if I care about you enough, I'm gonna call you out on your stuff. Like, I gotta tell you what it is, you know? But, or like, even if I don't call you out, like, if we have a conversation, I'll be able to point that out and say, nah, you're a little in the wrong, right? So, man, that hurt. Just kind of coming from that person, man, I was like, that's not my intent to make you feel that way. I apologize for it. I was like, I'm not trying to make you feel like garbage, but I'm just telling you how I feel. And if you can't perceive that the way I intended you to, that's honestly not my responsibility. It's really not, because I know what I'm saying. I know my intentions, right? But, and sometimes it might just be how you say something, right? And I have no problem saying it in a gentle tone. That's even how it came off. Like, granted, it was texting, but it's like, man, I'm not trying to wage war with you. I'm just trying to have a conversation about what's going on. You can voice your opinion. I can voice my opinion. Like, if you disagree with how I perceive you doing something, that's okay. We can have two different perceptions, and that's okay, or two different opinions. That's okay. But to tell me that I'm either wrong or what I'm saying is bothering you, it's like, what do you want me to do, to stop talking about it? Because that sounds like you want me to hold in my expression, and I can't do that for anybody, you know? So, yeah, that just kind of, I don't know, it was, I think that was a big thing, man. Like, just, I don't know, man. And it was something to reflect on. Like, you know, one of the questions that my friend Neil asked was, are they filling up your cup? And I was like, damn. You know, that's a loaded question to ask if someone is filling up your cup, right? Like, if you think about your relationships, are people filling up your cup? The people that you either, like, praise highly or like speak highly of, right? Like, your closest friend, do they fill up your cup? And when I got asked that question, I was like, I hesitated, and I was like, damn, it's kind of a mix of both yes and no. Because yes, because I know how I feel when I'm, you know, around them and stuff, like, we're cool. But I do feel like there's a lot more draining of the cup than, like, actual, like, the cup being filled. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm pouring out more than the cup is being filled. So that's, I don't know, man. That was a loaded question. And I love, you know, shout out to Nail. I love her. yeah, go check out that episode if you haven't, because, you know, you're slacking. But anyways, like, I think, man, that was a loaded question. So, I don't know, and there's a lot to reflect on with that. You know, I'm still kind of processing everything, but I feel like I'm in a good enough space to speak about it. So, yeah, you know, I'm very vulnerable and stuff. Like, I could put my real life out here because I know, like I said in previous episodes, no one can hold anything against me. Like, you can't sit up here and try to say, oh, well, yeah, this person that you're talking, so what? Like, yeah, I talked about it. Next. Like, I'm okay with, like, you can't sit up here and try to make fun of me for that or whatever. Like, I'm just being me 100% all the time. But when, yeah, man, when people don't fill up your cup, bro, whoo, or they're taking more out of your cup than they're putting into it, that's draining, bro. That's hard. That's so hard to do. But yeah, I don't know, man. I think that's just something to really reflect on. I might even cut the episode right there and just kind of just leave that for you. Are the people around you filling up your cup? And if not, what do you need to do? Do you need to have a conversation? Or do you need to take a step back and give them space? That's up to you. But yeah, I think I'm gonna leave that right there, because that's that got me. Oh, I like that. So yeah, we're gonna leave that right there. You know, very short episode. Thank you guys for tuning back in to another episode of Don Talk Podcast. But yeah, man, it's really reflect on that, y'all. Are the people around you filling up your cup? Are you someone that fills up someone's cup? Or are you taking from someone? Right? Ask the people. So the people who you think, like the people who reflect on that question, like if you're, you know, if the people around you fill up your cup, ask those people if you fill up their cup, right? In what ways, or what ways are they taking from your, in what ways are you taking from their cup and not filling it back up, or something like that, you know? Ask them that question too. That's another way to grow the relationship a lot deeper with them. So yeah, that's it, man. I'm gonna cut that. That's a clip right there. That's a couple clips actually, but yeah, that's your homework. So thank you guys again for tuning back in to Don Talk Podcast. Appreciate you guys as always. Love y'all. And yeah, y'all know what time it is. It's Don season.